You guys live in a nice neighborhood. It's your blood, if you sleep.
Fans ready, we'd like to introduce Big Brother and the Holding Company.
Thank you. Oh, Thank you. Psychedelic reggae. Is that what that was? Never heard of that.
See any
hula girls either.
Oh well.
We're in New York! Woo-hoo!
You got it!
Woo-hoo! Hula persons.
Yeah.
song was written by Sam Andrew on an airplane. I've seen that as well.
Hey, you guys are great.
Very great. Good looking crowd, my gosh. You make California look bad.
We got a big show for you tonight. So
we're just doing some of the slow stuff first to get one.
He's not joking. We have some up tempo songs.
Bring them on!
So right now we're going to slow it down here with a song that we did on our first record, the mainstream. It's a mainstream song.
Yeah.
all right. We played a couple places that are about this size, and the size seems to indicate they got lots of acoustic acts in the past. So we're going to do a song right now that I used to do acoustically years ago, when I played the folk circuit. This is a song that learned from Alan Womack's book, Songs of America, page 545. This is not a shower ballad.
I never heard of
this. Is a song that I guess he gleaned from some folks down in the Delta area. It's called Blind Man.
Yes.
Stood on the way and he cried. The deacon stood on the way and cried. The riot.
whenever Peter wants to sing, we always tell the sound man to turn him up, and a lot of times they turn up his instrument and not his voice. So that's what happens. So let's adjust that.
As a matter of fact, the best thing to do is just turn this thing up.
I'm not sure what the name of the song was originally, but it's called Women as Losers. We're not really, but so I hope not.
Women losers.
Somebody's playing a trick on me here.
No, those are traditional.
Oh, okay.
Those come from Thailand. They're Thai.
Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding. Come on. So you don't lose them or something in the back.
Moondog song in a couple of seconds here. And actually, this has its origin here in the New York area, because Moondog was from New York City, and we got some old Moondog records years ago back in the 60s. James Gurley was in the band, really loved it. Those old Moondog songs. And the dog is super good. When we went out to, came out here back in 1968 to do a record called Cheap and Thrill, you might remember that. We went down on the street a couple of times out of the studio and take a break, and we met Moondog. He was a big, like, 6 foot plus guy that wore all the leather costume that covered his eyes. He was blind dude, and he had horns and a huge Viking beard, a big staff, with bells and flowers and feathers and all that sort of thing. And he would sell songs on the poems on the street. Remember him? You know the guy. You'd give or buy one of his songs. He used to sell his songs for like $1.50. Oh, after I did this song? Okay. Well, we're going to do this song next. What I was announcing for the last half hour. I have to take a break because we're having some technical difficulties. Anyway, so keep your seats. We'll do a Moondog song for you. Yeah. Okay? We'll be right back.
Don't go anywhere. I know, you gotta work that.
Peter Alvin.
Yeah. Can I get an order of mozzarella sticks too? Thanks.
Calling Mr. Mayflair.
What do you think?
I think a lot of things. Anything particularly you'd like to know about?
It's on the stage.
My nose off?
It's on my side. It's in the water. I walk on the beach and it's like 10 times. In the water.
The neck? And it just starts cracking.
Oh, yeah. Nose, everything. The eyes.
I told Drew today, we were talking about kids and stuff. I said, Ken's little guy already.
Hi, Peter Alvin, are you there?
What? I said, Ken's little guy already being busted. He's talking about kids.
To 4, and he loved it. Yeah. I brought a little pool filled up with water. And he was
it quiet down there then?
No.
His car said wide was empty. There was only 4 cars in front.
It's kind of a lot more crowded than that.
Check the ball. They're looking for the baseball. I said, you check the ball.
Thank you so much for coming out tonight. We really appreciate it. Sometimes it's hard to do on a Monday night. Okay, we're back. Here we go.
that Moondog wrote called All This Loneliness Around.
Thank you.
see. Fish are jumping.
We'll get there. Okay.
You know all the songs, don't you? Baby, I'll tell you what I do now.
Yeah. have one more song here for you, man. There's a little blues song for you. Thanks so much. And this is in honor of the 30th anniversary of the Monterey Pop Festival, which is just happening. It's called the song that we did with Janice that was written by Big Mama May Thornton, someone who maybe even played here, I don't know. The blues days, an old blues tune. And you guys ready? For the blues? I'm ready for blues. Yeah, I'm blues, I can blues. Yeah, we'd like to come back here, so please.
We want to come back here.
Stay another dog. It's great here.
We're moving in tomorrow. All the real estate values
are going to go down.
Okay, here we go. Ready, we go. Russ! Russ! Tip!
Orange
shake,
man.
to anybody, you know?
You mean you're saying we're going to get down? Thank you so much. We'd like to take you home with us. We'd like to take you home.
Actually, we'd like to move here. But we can't afford it.
You guys got a floor for rent? Just kidding.
We do live in Marin County, though.
Whatever that means.
We live in the port, the ghetto of Marin County, but we do live in Marin County.
All right, anyway, we're going
to... Does anybody here have a nice estate out here that they'd like us to trash for the next couple of days?
We've got a couple of days off.
Meet us at the side of the stage.
All right, we'll do another blues song from Nick Cravenettis.
Thank you.
the blue.
Thanks a lot for coming. Play some music, too.